Hey, welcome. It's Corey, Safety Man Consulting, safetyman.co, at Safety Man on all social media. Filming a YouTube video, and this will also be on a podcast. Everywhere you can find podcasts, you'll be able to find Safety Man Podcast. Just look under Safety Man Podcast or Safety Man Consulting. I want to give you some good news. I've taken about 40, 50 people to the range to get them qualified for their handgun carry permit, sometimes called the CCW, sometimes called a permit to carry a handgun. Just a real quick thing on that. We don't recommend that you carry your gun open and displayed. The law is silent on whether it has to be concealed or open and displayed. But remember, this is New Jersey. People are not used to seeing citizens not in uniform with handguns. And there are people out there who don't really agree that we should have handguns on private citizens. So let's not poke that bear. Keep your firearm concealed for a number of reasons. There's tactical reasons we can go into where you could be identified and be the first person that somebody shoots in an active shooter or robbery or some other type of situation, a bank robbery or something like that. And you just don't want to draw unnecessary attention to yourself. You could be disarmed, anything like that. But I've had six of my clients that have been approved and now have their permit to carry a handgun. Now, a couple questions came up recently, been dogging me. Number one, do you have to qualify with the one guns that you intend to carry? The answer that is seems to be coming to me from the Superior Court judges who were signing these permits is yes, you must qualify on the handgun or handguns that you intend to carry. The handguns, the serial number, make and model, and caliber have been listed in both the court order that you get with your permit and listed on the permit. I would not want to be the individual citizen who is the guinea pig who has a gun that he or she did not qualify with. And then either they're contacted by law enforcement or, heaven forbid, they have to use it in a self-defense situation. So do yourself a favor, bring all your guns. Qualify with your guns. I qualified one gentleman with five guns, one with four, some with three, most with two, a lot with one. Okay. You take care of my time. We'll get you qualified on and as many handguns within reason that you want to carry. Now, the next question is, what happens if you get another gun after you get your permit? What we're assuming is that you'll qualify with that. With me, I'll give you the exact same form you had the first time, and you'll upchannel that through the same process that you applied to get your permit. Through your local PD, they may tell you to go to the prosecutor's office, do that. They may tell you to go to the Superior Court, do that. Just document who you talk to and how you submitted that paperwork. And from what I understand is they'll just issue you another permit with another court order with that or those additional firearms listed on it. The final thing I want to touch on is insurance, which is different than a liability policy. So there are a number of companies out there. There's the USCCA, US Law Shield. There's a new ones out there. What they give you is a legal defense fund. Okay. They will provide expert lawyers to defend you both criminally and civilly up to a certain dollar amount. They'll get expert witnesses. They'll take care of all of that for you in a criminal and civil trial, depositions, interrogatories, and so forth. They will not cover you if there is a judgment, a civil judgment against you, or if fines are posed against you. For that, you would want to get a liability or an indemnification policy. There are companies out there now that are working on it. There are rumors that the New Jersey government may make that mandatory. So, if it's going to become mandatory at some point, I would go look into getting it now because once the insurance companies know that everybody has to get it, what do you think are going to happen to the prices? They're going to go up. So, look into it now to get both of those. Legal defense, because that can become very expensive if you have to use that firearm or any other means of self-defense and it results in injury, serious bodily injury, or death. And then that indemnification policy, where you could have up to $500,000, $1 million, $2 $2 million, basically whatever you want to spend, just like your homeowner's insurance, just like your vehicle liability insurance. It's the same type of program that will cover you. So if you're sued and a judgment is found against you for $2 million and you have a policy for $2 million, that insurance company will take care of that for you. You then won't lose your house, your car, and then have to pay somebody X amount of dollars every month for the rest of your life until you satisfy that judgment. So those are the questions that were asked to me today. Yes, you have to qualify with all the guns you intend to carry. And yes, you should get legal defense fund. And I believe, yes, you should get some sort of liability indemnification policy or rider. You can check with your homeowner's insurance to see if they would do that, to see if an umbrella policy would cover that, or go to private companies that specialize in giving insurance to private citizens for permit to carry, use of force, concealed carry, whatever they want to call it. All right. This has been Safety Man Consulting, safetyman.co, at Safety Man CO on all social media. Do me a favor, be ready and stay safe.